This is Demon FM.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Outer Mission Show with me, Ian, and we have Ben with us today.
Hello.
We've got a cracking show for you lined up today. We've got all things local in Leicester with regards to music. We've got local promoter Tom Carnell.
Boys.
And his fellow protege. No, definitely not protege. his partner in crime. There we go. His partner in crime in the beautiful boys of Timmis. We've got Tim Baker.
Hello.
Right, okay. So today we're just going to run through loads of cool local music stuff, play you some absolute local bangers, and our big question of the day that we all want you to get involved with on Twitter is, have you ever named an inanimate object? This is because it's Name Your PC Day. So any of your best tweets that come into us, we'll be reading out. And yeah, enjoy the show. This is an absolute tune from the boys that We Give In. It's called A Place to Call.
I've never really listened to this kind of music before, but it is a good song, I have to admit.
Yeah? Tim and Tom, we know you're good mates with them, or at least I know you're good mates with the boys that We Give In, so we know there's going to be a little bit of bias going on there.
I really like the guest vocals in it.
Yeah, me too. I think
the rest of it was rubbish.
But, you know, I think whoever that was doing the guest vocals really saved
which,
the day.
Which bit was it, Tom?
It was the shouty bit.
The shouty bit.
Yeah. Well, that's funny, actually. Because a little birdie tells me that's you.
Oh, no, that's a myth.
There's a load of these lying birds.
It's his uncle.
Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah.
Jim Carnell.
Yeah.
Jim Carnell.
Shout out to Jim Carnell.
Okay. So, yeah, like, We Give In have been around how long now? Two?
Like a year?
Yeah, is that it?
I don't think they've been together that long.
No. They have maybe know this, but...
Yeah, they have a cute little following going around.
Yeah,
though.
They do.
So cute. No, it's a pretty good following they've got with them.
Yeah.
That was from their... that was from their debut EP?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we can't say the name
Yeah, which we can't say on air. But go and check it out at We Give In Band on Facebook. And yeah, we've already had one tweet... in this morning, and it is from my mother.
Is that your mum?
That is my mum, who's currently listening. Hello, Tracy.
Hey.
I'll see you in about a month's time when I come home. She says that her old car, it was disgusting. Absolutely rancid. It was called Miss Piggy because it was that ugly. It's
what was
literally, it?
It
was a Peugeot 1008, the one with like the really horrible sliding doors. Yeah.
They're quite funky.
They're funky, but really, really ugly.
I like ugly, though.
It was like really underpowered. I definitely didn't drive it around the street a few times.
What year was this?
This was... Oh, well, it's before I came to uni, I think. Yeah, before I came to uni. It was just absolutely cracking. Oh, hello. That's a...
Who's this?
Okay, James Camden has literally just tweeted us 13 seconds ago. This is an old housemate of mine, dear friend of mine. He named his PC Kevin when he first built it because I had problems with it not working. So he named it as a reference to We Need to Talk About Kevin. I can't remember.
Do you think it's like evil or something?
I don't know.
Isn't Kevin evil?
I don't get the reference, to be fair, James.
He's like a killer.
I've never
seen myself. Maybe James could clarify for us.
Yeah, maybe James, if you send us a tweet back just to let us know what Kevin exactly evil? You are on about there. So yeah, I'm just trying to think. So yeah, local music, what do we all think to it? I know Ben's into a completely different scene to us three.
Yeah,
when it comes to music.
Yeah, completely different.
What are you into, Ben?
Well, I do like everything, but
dance hip hop,
R&B.
Oh, cool.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. So do you hang out at the Too Funky a lot then?
I've never
music
been,
cafe.
Actually.
Oh, really?
You really should.
Check it out, man.
And the HQ like guys do quite a lot of stuff down at Too Funky.
A lot of the Beastwang events are down there as well.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of live music going on there at the moment that's to do with sort of that end of the scale. It's well worth
I'll have to check it out.
Whereas Tom and Tim here are very influential members, I'd say.
Cool.
Well, Tom is, at least. Tom's quite an influential member of the Leicester music scene. But we'll get onto that later on.
I've got my own niche.
I do the weird stuff.
Yeah, Tim does the really, really weird stuff. But Juncture, so week that we played today, was Juncture with Eye Candy.
Yes.
That led us into the show today.
It did.
What? How do we all feel about that? That's literally been out, what, a week?
Yeah, well, it came out on Friday. I'm going to be quite biased because I manage them. So I'm going to say I think they're great and I think that track is sublime.
It's absolutely amazing, in my opinion.
Wait till the music video drops on Friday.
Ooh! You'll have to check that out. You say that comes out on Friday?
Yes, the music video comes out on Friday.
Wicked. So next, we're going to play you another track now, which is, in my opinion, a tune.
Oh, that's from really cool. Nice and descriptive there.
A tune with a CH.
I believe
it's with a
CH.
With I a believe, CH. In my opinion, this is a song.
Is it a fact?
It's a PH, thick with two C's.
Oh.
Tune with CH.
Fabulous nice. Track.
It's absolutely fabulous.
What track is it?
This are the boys from Earls. Sorry, I lost my words there. I'm looking. Earls. I can't see the artist name here. Yeah, these are the boys from Earls. Nice. DMU students here. recently signed.
Yeah, they're on Scorpion.
Earwig Records.
Earwig, that's the one.
Earwig, Scorpion.
They're kind of like similar looking things, though, aren't they? They're like gross insecty things. Mm-hmm. Except actually, scorpions aren't insects because they've got eight legs. They're more closely related to spiders and arachnids.
Welcome to Learning About Bugs with Tim Baker.
What? Exactly, that is an interesting
this,
fact.
This was the danger of our show today, people. Tim going off on tangents about scorpions and earwigs.
And dinosaurs
and electrics and cars. All the weird and wacky things. But yeah. The boys and Earls are absolute gems.
Yeah,
I've spoken to a certain Ant Lam, who is the singer, and we're going to be having them in later in the year for an interview surrounding either their single or their album launch.
Mm.
And we're hopefully going to get the first play out.
Nice.
Need to get just little details from him as to when we can do it.
This sounds very exciting.
But this, I'm pumped for Earls.
Yeah.
Like, I like the little pump dance you're doing now. You can't see this because we're on the radio. But Ian's
I'd call them
dance.
The second best two-piece band in the
world. What, after Scribble Victory?
Yeah.
Right, okay, but they're Derby.
They are, quite true. We don't
still
talk about
absolute
them,
gems.
Derby.
But yeah, this is Earls with We Are Scum. An absolute music society banger, would you say as well?
I mean, all-round banger, really, isn't it?
Are they part of the DMU Music Society?
No, they never have been. I don't know why. They just said they never got round to joining properly. But yeah, they have done a few bits and bobs.
But yeah, I've definitely seen them play a Music Society show before.
I think they just love
that. That was the one you boys played as well, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, we did play that, didn't we, Tim?
You're allowed to talk now, Tim.
I've been told I'm not allowed to talk.
Tim does this beautiful thing of Tim interrupting.
Tim interrupting, mate.
Hashtag Tim interrupting.
It's just, yeah. So, goodbye, Tim, for now.
He's been muted.
Yeah, okay. So, we've got Tom Carnell here. I've never been too sure on this. Do you run? Do you own? I know it's a partnership, isn't it? Nocturne,
yeah. So, it's a business partnership between me and one of my very close friends that I've known for many, many years.
So, just for other people that aren't me and Tim, talk us through what Nocturne is.
Well, we do a couple of things now. So the main thing we started off doing was artist management. So we take artists on, we manage them, we run their social media, we help book their shows, we help with their releases, anything to take like the work off of their back so they can really focus on writing the music and playing the music, you know.
Okay, so make life easier.
Yeah, but then recently we've just branched out into supplying merchandise for bands, so that's like t-shirts, stickers, hoodies, caps, CDs, any kind of merch we can basically sort out. So yeah,
nice.
It's pretty cool.
So I know some of the people on the show today. I know you work with Juncture, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You also, away from Nocturne, you do all the booking for The Shed, don't you?
Yeah, so I'm the events manager there.
So you've pretty much worked with everyone that we're playing with on the show today, have you not?
I think so, yeah.
Have you worked with Gunk?
Well, I've put them on a few shows.
Okay.
I wouldn't say strictly work with them, but yeah,
you've put them on a few shows.
Yeah.
Good fun.
Their
gig with Goldbloom last week was phenomenal.
I know, we were actually meant to play that, but I've recently had some health problems, so couldn't.
Yeah, but we'll just quickly discuss that one. Just for everybody else's safety out there, just as a little like PSA. Tom, talk us through how you hurt your ears.
I got a bad cold virus thing, and I've always had like problems with my ears, getting lots of ear infections when I was younger, and basically I got a really bad ear infection from this cold viral thing, and it exploded my eardrum, so I've got a big hole in my eardrum at the minute. And, which is fantastic.
And a lot of the reason why your ear went pop was because you drum a lot.
No, that's not... I mean, that could be part of it, but I do always wear earplugs, but that is important. Wear earplugs, people, if you're doing loud things.
Yeah, I know I'm guilty of it.
Yeah, well, your ears are quite a fragile thing, and you don't realise how useful they are to you until they go. Even not just for hearing, but for balance as well. You know, I fell over the other day. And smashed my phone and my leg.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, that didn't sound like a good evening at all.
That was... No, we don't talk about that.
So, yeah. So, just talk us through how the Leicester music scene is at the minute. I know there's been a lot of people being a bit like, it's a little bit slack at the moment. There's not loads going on.
Yeah, I mean, they're wrong, really, because there's loads going on, like, you know, like every week, not just at the Shed, which is great, obviously, with all the shows we put on there, but venues all around the city, you know, you've got The Musician, you've got The Soundhouse, you've got Too Funky that Tim mentioned earlier. There's just loads, and there's just so much cool stuff going on. There's so many, like, bands, and, like, most weeks you see new bands starting as well, which is great. You see a lot of bands, like, a lot of people that are seeing what bands and musicians are doing, and are kind of like, I want to get involved with that, I want to do that, you know, and people are forming new bands every week. It's great.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you see it firsthand, people coming towards you on the Nocturne end and working alongside, working with The Shed.
Yeah, absolutely. But,
like, what me and Ellis pointed out on the last show 2 weeks ago is people just... Give me a second, I just fell off my chair. we noticed that people say there's nothing going on in Leicester, but we're looking at the same page again as we did 2 weeks ago.
I can point out
three shows that are happening tonight.
Yeah,
there's always a show going on.
There's always a show going on.
And it's just incredible.
Yeah,
how we don't realise these things.
Yeah,
but obviously people like yourself see everything that's going off.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, and the thing is as well, it doesn't really take much to find it. Like, you've literally just searched, what, Leicester gigs or something
in
Google,
Leicester.
And it's all there. Like, it's not difficult to find, and it's a lot of fun. It's fun going to gigs. Yeah. Like, I love my job because I get to go to gigs all the time.
You get to go to gigs for free.
And I get to book, like, some amazing bands and hear some amazing bands from all around the country, but also from, like, different countries as well. We've had a few bands coming from, like, France and stuff like that come over.
You had Dolskin.
Well, yes, Dolskin from
there.
The US.
That was fantastic.
They were wicked, weren't they? They were
that
really
was,
cool.
That was, what, four young lasses from Arizona?
Somewhere like that. Yeah. And they just supported Creeper on their UK tour.
That
and
was the gig
came...
you guys played with We Give It as well.
We did
I'm noticing
that.
A theme here.
Yeah, we do like to gig together quite a bit. But yeah, so they were really cool. Like, they were really, really good. There's a band that, again, we booked We Give In on their EP launch show, and there was a French band that played with them, and the names just escaped me, but they were awesome.
Yeah.
They were so cool. Yeah,
is
Tim's
there,
just remembered.
Speaking of big bands, Tom,
is
there anything you have in the pipelines through Nocturne, through any places you work? Is there any little juicy gems of information you're allowed to tell me?
No.
Tell the people.
There's some really juicy gems.
Tom.
There's some really juicy gems.
Are you allowed to tell me after the show?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I can tell. I can tell you, probably. Maybe I
maybe.
Shouldn't, but yeah. You know. But
I certainly know about, like, one or two.
Yeah. Well, we've got Independent Venue Week coming up. Well, not coming up. It's, you know, it's the last, well, between the last week of January and the first week of February. It runs from, like, the 28th to the 2nd or something.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to announce it yet, but I have put on our poster that we've got a huge show to announce, which we are announcing
in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, within the next couple of weeks. And I can't say anything more about it, but, like, keep your eye out, because it is probably... Well, for me, I don't know, well, not in the history of The Shed, but for me personally, booking shows, it's my biggest show that I've got on so far. So,
well, I mean, did you get on board with getting the guys from Death of Anna, from Shikari, and all that coming down and doing DJ sets a while ago?
No, that wasn't me, because I wasn't strictly on the events management side back then. I've only really started getting more involved in that over the past couple of months. That was our good friend Elizabeth that was responsible
Elizabeth
for all
Barker
of that.
Carly. We know you are listening, Liz.
Yeah, Liz.
Hello.
At The Shed,
At The
I
Shed.
Believe.
She's a dear friend of mine, and Tom's and Tim's.
Not mine.
And she, annoyingly, Tom.
Go on.
Alternative what? Karaoke is your thing.
Yeah, it is.
Liz, we're going to get everyone else in the studio to do it. Ben and Tim, you're going to have to join in on this.
Tim's never been to an alternative Tom, karaoke. This is what the annoying part is, right? Is Tim never comes.
I feel like
great.
He'd do really good. Like, we should just get him to do Lilac Wine. Like, all the time.
Well, yeah, that's definitely, that would definitely, an alternative karaoke banger, that is.
Brilliant.
Just Tom. Everyone will go mental for it.
Woo! Yeah, so, Tom, we did this 2 weeks ago, because you tweeted us.
I did.
And told us to do it. Now we've had the Shed tweet us, or Liz specifically.
Yeah, we know
tweet
it's
us. And she wants to hear an Ah Yeah.
Okay.
So, Tom,
do you want me to kick it off?
Yeah, you've
the
got...
The thing is, if we're going to
do
this...
Can we do it really unenthusiastic?
No. No.
No, because that happened last time.
Mine always sounds unenthusiastic anyway, so...
The thing is, if we do this, we all need to get involved.
Yeah,
we
Ellis,
all need to
we're
get involved.
We all need to get involved on the Ah Yeah.
Just follow me. Just follow me, and
just,
you'll
just
be there.
Follow
Are we ready?
Lead.
Are we ready to go for it? I'll step away from the mics.
It is very loud.
Should we do a quick vocal warm-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Give us a pitch, Tim.
Oh.
Let's go.
All right, we're ready. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Can I get an Ah Yeah?
Ah Yeah!
These guys didn't join in, but you know what?
Yeah,
that'll do.
It's fine.
I can hear Liz joining in.
Yeah, like, we can hear you all those like half a mile away. So yeah, you don't have anything to tell me, anything special.
Sorry, I do know what? I've got so many things to tell you, but I'm not allowed to tell you them, and it's quite frustrating because as soon as I can tell you them, I will be like, yes, everyone needs to know these things right now.
Yes.
So,
but yes. I think one of the key things that we really enjoy on our show is the local music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter what the genre, it's not just like the rock, the metal, the mm-hmm. pop punk, the punk, and the rock side. The alternative side of music that we really enjoy. We know that you've worked with Juncture,
mm-hmm.
which really sort of isn't in the alternative side,
but it's
quite the vibey indie that Ellis brought us on the last show. Yeah. Can't remember who we played last time.
Crumb.
The band's like Crumb. That sort of like really chilled out vibey indie sound.
Yeah.
I
got to play drums with Juncture as well, which was so much fun because they were great.
Yeah. Like their music's phenomenal. But like, I know in the upcoming weeks we're going to be doing more shows based around like the pop, the R&B, the hip hop scene, like the DJing scene. I know Ben's quite passionate about that, and Luke or Ellis on the hip hoppy side of things. Yeah, Luke's giving me a nod. I'll take that as I'll take that as an affirmative. The thing with our show is we want more people to venture out and to watch gigs and to support local music.
Mm-hmm.
We were saying, I remember you guys shared something really quite poignant about that. That was how you can support bands, like either by giving money, via like buying merch, buying CDs, going to shows, paying for tickets, and then like also for free by literally just sharing things.
Yeah, like,
and,
you know,
like word of mouth, just telling people about these new cool bands that are
absolutely.
Coming through.
Like Facebook pages, share Spotify links, you know, the music is out there, the music is free, and some people disagree with that, but
put it on at your parties with your friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just put it on, and then someone goes, what's this? And you're like, oh, it's just this really cool band I found.
Yeah.
That's how I found Earls, to be fair.
Mm.
I turned up to a Blinders gig, who was my mates from home that we played on our last show.
Yeah.
And they were like, there was Earls and another two-piece that I really think was you because it was a dude that was playing the guitar that had really bushy hair, but you
what,
two
at
swear...
What, a Blinders gig? We've not played
with
Blinders
I was
going to
say,
before.
You two swear blind that it wasn't you, but I...
No, we've not played with Blinders
It was someone
before.
That had, like, a proper, like, good afro for a white dude.
Maybe it was Tim, but he's betrayed me and got a new drummer.
But, yeah, that's how I found Earls at that gig, and they were insane.
Yeah.
It's stuff like that. You find... I saw quite a cool post the other day that was, like, Why do people go to gigs just to see the headliner?
Yeah, and who was it? It was Slaves. Slaves posted up and said, we don't give away our show times because we believe you should get there and see all the bands.
You should be there at doors.
Which is, yeah, it's so true. It's so true because you could just find your favourite band.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, literally. It's bands like yourself, bands like Blinders, for instance. Like they're growing. They're getting really big. They've just announced a UK and EU tour for next year.
Yeah.
This morning, which is really impressive. But they're playing on a show with Blossoms at Rochdale Football Club.
Oh, really?
Rochdale or Oldham Athletic.
Mm.
One of the two. I can't remember which one's in the north.
That's big.
Which is where Blossoms are actually from.
Yeah.
Bands like Cabbage are on it.
Yeah.
And obviously Blinders. But it's if you were to go to something like that, that's an all-day event, and only go to see
the
headline band.
Yeah, when you're paying so much money as well. Like, don't get me wrong, you go and see some bigger bands, let's say, for example, like the Foo Fighters or Biffy or something like that, and you're paying all this money, and those bands are definitely worth that money in my eyes. But also, if you've got other bands on the bill, and let's say, for example, you've paid 40, 50, 60 quid for a ticket,
and you turn up just to see the first song.
Yeah,
to the last
you might
song
as well just go and see all the bands, because you just could just find some
awesome
bands. And don't get me wrong, I have been to big gigs, seen support acts, and they've been rubbish. And I've been like, oh, okay, but then you can just go and get a beer.
Or a non-alcoholic beverage.
Yes, or that. And you can, you know, you just don't know what you're going to find.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with you there, Tom. So I think our thing that we tried to put out is look at your local music scene, look at what's going on, and just have a bit of fun with it.
Like,
you're saying if it's 2 or 3 quid on the door to go to a gig that's either your mate's band's on support or your mate is in the headline act, go.
Yeah.
Even if like you're bored on a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, whatever.
Yeah.
Like we'll get into later in the show, after this track actually, about what's going off in Leicester in the next week or so.
Yes.
Because there's some absolute doozies. Some absolute brilliant shows coming up in the next week.
Yeah.
Tom, can you see what we've got going on there? No, you can't.
No, I can't.
Give
I
me
can't see
one
it.
Second. Because I'd like to give you
this is gonna be
the
a good
pleasure.
Segment. Oh, can I introduce the next song?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is yet. Where is it?
It's that little green label just there.
Oh, okay. This is a really, really cool Leicester band who have... I don't know how long we've been together. It's not been for long, but they're great. I've put them on a few times. They've been out on a UK tour as well. Listen to this song, and if you like it, go and check them out. And they're called Our City Fires, and this song is called Just Come Home.
Just Come Home. So we're going to talk about now some local gigs in Leicester that are coming up.
Yeah, we got some massive ones from what we can see here. Tonight as well.
The Cortinas.
An absolute banger. The Cortinas are at the O2.
Big band.
The musician have Soup and Reese. I don't know who they are, but check it out anyway. That'd be a really cool gig. There's also, I don't know if it's sold out, but I heard on the intermission show that there's Jurassic Park Live at the Moffat Hall tonight.
That is so cool.
What is that?
Jurassic Park
Live.
Live
orchestra playing the soundtrack to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
When?
Tonight at the Moffat Hall.
Why am I not there?
Tim's a lover of... Jurassic Park, he is.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
What have we got? Tomorrow we've got Bride at the Musician.
Nice.
We've got Dirty Sound Magnet at Firebug. That's just been cancelled by the looks of that.
With one L, not two.
To Mumford Hall has the Queen Extravaganza.
Thursday we have Local Boys Easy Life.
Oh, yes.
Playing a sellout at the Dryden Street, from what I understand. Are you playing that one, do you say, Ellis?
No, I'll play that one.
Which one are you playing?
No, the week after.
Oh, the week after. Ah. Okay.
Easy Life, great
band. Yeah, Easy Life are cracking, brilliant lads.
Cookie as well, who are great. They've actually got Chunkcha supporting them, just saying,
Nothing Tinner on at the Soundhouse. That's Thursday? Thursday. Mm. Definitely Might Be, which is a big Oasis tribute band, are on at the O2 Academy on Friday.
Cool.
Yeah. You've got Sunflower Bean at Dryden on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Lycio at the Shed. You wanted to tell me a story about
this. Yeah, yeah. Right, so I've booked this show. I'm not going to go on about it. But basically, Lycio, I was playing at a festival over the summer with my band, The Home of Shakespeare. Not my band, but Joe's band that I'm in, The Home of Shakespeare in the Pigeon Theatre. And these guys played after us. And it's kind of like nice synthy electronic kind of stuff.
Nice.
And I saw them play and I went straight up to them afterwards. I was like, you need to come play at Shed, and I booked them a date on that afternoon.
Cool.
I booked this in. Phantom Isle are playing as well, who is the drummer from one of my old bands.
Oh,
so
nice.
It should be pretty cool.
You've got Kitty McFarlane at the Guildhall, Scruff at the Cookie.
Ooh.
Friday. Friday, you've got Fleetwood Mac.
This is Saturday.
Which
now,
sounds very
I'm
much
guessing they're
Saturday.
A Fleetwood Mac.
I take
tribute.
It that yeah.
I think that would be a good, strong, educated guess.
Yeah, definitely might
be. I think that's correct.
Definitely might be.
They're on at the Musician on Saturday. Heinz are at Dryden Street.
Heinz are wicked.
We are not Devo.
Devo
is
tribute.
The cookies. Devo, if that's a Devo tribute band, I would like. I would pay to see that. Like, I've met Devo. He is one of the soundest guys ever. He's actually really fun to be around.
I mean, there is a, it's a band called Devo. Just to yeah. clarify that.
I just think I think I was thinking Devo of like
Theo. What's that? Theo Chinetta. Theo Chinetta and Toki Vibes are at Cora Banquet Suite on Saturday as well. Oh wow, this Saturday is just absolutely huge for music.
Yeah, it is. So
Maker
many
on at the Soundhouse. Like the list for Saturday literally filled our page there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try and pick out some good ones. Middle Kids are at the Cookie on Sunday.
Whoa, look who's on Tuesday though, 27th of November at De Montfort Hall.
The Australian Pink Floyd show.
They're meant to be amazing.
Yeah, I've heard about those.
They are meant to be amazing.
The best, apparently.
Baylor are on The Vault on Tuesday.
With Shark Teeth Grinder.
With Shark Teeth Grinder.
It's going to be mental.
Mate, Jules Holland on Wednesday.
Yeah.
What?
Jules Holland's at De Montfort Hall on Wednesday. Have you seen him
yeah,
live?
Yeah, I've seen him live. He's incredible.
Oh, I bet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Jealous. So after that, there's the Federico Albanese one. That's going to be... that. Well, that's the same
thing. Sounds,
like
sounds like your kind of thing, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so there's a guy... I don't actually... I've heard a little bit of his music, but I saw a poster that was... because the support act is Peter Wyeth, who is the guitarist in the South Leicestershire Improvisers Ensemble. Ah. Mm-hmm. But he's also this mad guitarist. There's some videos from the cookie sessions on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Well worth checking out, because he uses a lot of loopers and effects and stuff. Really good,
so,
Peter Wyeth.
We have to move on swiftly because we've only got 17 minutes left of our show.
Just quickly, the Mark Street Brotherhood are at the Cookie and they're really cool.
Yeah. That is on the 1st of December. That's Marcus Reeves Brotherhood at
they're
the
wicked.
Cookie. This next one is you two gentlemen.
Oh,
this was taken. This was something that I've been working on, that we're sort of working on, just doing a little bit of a little project of the live set.
Yeah.
From your most recent gig, which was an absolute doozy.
It was.
Which
it was
you like that
gig.
Word, don't
it's,
you?
Yeah, it's just my favourite word to put on air. It's just
I believe
one.
It comes from the old car manufacturer, Duesenberg, which was a luxury car manufacturer in the 1940s.
Facts.
Tim Turruption.
It's a doozy.
Love it. so, yeah, this gig was you guys. So, who was it? Earls opened up. We Given followed.
Yeah.
And then you played.
No, yeah, then we played, then it was Barracuda.
Then it was
after
Barracuda
us.
After you guys. This was your final song of the night.
Yeah.
Just talk us through. What song is it?
It's Hydra.
It is Hydra.
It is Hydra.
It is Hydra.
One, it's the one that everyone sings, basically, isn't it?
And then always comes in on the verse too early.
Oh, yeah.
So this was recorded live at
and
the
I
shed.
And I forgot half the words for some reason, which, like, I have an incredible, amazing talent at just forgetting words all the time, even though I sing them over and over again. So
this was recorded live at the shed on the 27th of October.
In the vault,
which is the basement layer of the shed.
Best acoustic environment to record in ever.
So, that was a very, very fun version of Hydra.
Silly.
It was really fun. We now, well, we've had the boys in the studio all the way through our show so far.
Yo.
We have Tom and Tim.
Hi.
Tim.
From Timmus. And yeah, we're going to do just fire through a really quick interview because we've got an absolute banger of a track to come.
Banger. An absolute song, Ian.
Absolute song.
So
yeah, just really quickly. I'm sorry it's got to be like this short now. I was really looking forward to this.
That's it.
So when did you guys start playing as a two-piece? Was it here at DMU?
It was, well, we started playing, like, when we did Music Site, we were acoustic two-piece for a while, doing acoustic covers, basically, and a couple of my songs, and that was about it. And then one day we put dresses on and sang a Cher cover,
and then we
covered Wolf Mother as well, and Timmus was born.
Yeah.
That is, and I mean, I bought a cheap octave pedal as well, didn't I? I was like, let's do something mad with this. And we booked a gig. We had no songs.
We had no name.
We had no name. We had no songs. But we booked a gig with it. It wasn't through Liz, actually. I think it was...
The first one was at Brewdog.
Grace. I think her name was Grace. I can't remember. Which is one of the old Dreaming and Colour people, anyway. The first one we booked was the Shed one, actually. That's but then we ended up getting it,
We played a different one. Was that Colucci that ran?
No, it was Aaron Duffield ran.
It was Aaron that ran it.
There we go.
Yeah.
Got the answer that we wanted.
Sorry, we like to go off on one.
So how would you describe your style of music?
Loud.
Rubbish. Loud.
Really, it's just different.
It's different and it's a bit alternative. It's kind of noisy and glitchy a little bit, and just kind of it just is what it is, and like we try to make everything a little bit different, and we don't practice very often.
It's always a little bit different. What did you say to me, Tom, before the Halloween gig? You were like, we're not practicing 2 months?
2 or 3 months, weren't it?
We haven't had a sit down practice. We've had a few gigs,
but then like you just walked on stage and it was potentially the best set of the night.
Well, a few people were like, that was the best that we'd seen us play that night.
Yeah, it was definitely up there for me.
To be fair, I think there's a big difference between playing really tight and playing it really well and putting on a good show.
Yeah.
And sometimes those two things to come together. I don't necessarily think they did that night.
No.
I don't think it was exactly the tightest or most professional we've ever played, but I just think it was the energy.
The atmosphere energy was there. Energy was there. But I remember seeing Henry Webb there, dancing around at the front.
Oh yeah,
my man Henry,
big man Henry Webb.
Big man.
Yeah, Ben, I know you've got a question.
Oh yeah, so my final question to you is: if you had to describe Timus in 3 words, what would it be?
Go on, Tim. You start.
You've got to take one word at a time.
Guitar, guitar, drums, and vocals.
Tom,
could go out of tune. or forgetting the words.
I'd go loud bass rig.
I love drums and guitar. That's more than 3 words.
Sorry, they don't teach us how to count to F in the north. So yeah, it's been absolutely wicked having you here.
We've enjoyed it.
We'd love to have you back to have like a longer.
We're not coming back.
Okay, fine. I won't give you that bribe. have you got any more gigs coming up before Christmas?
So we've got the one before Christmas, and then that's kind of it, because we're actually going on a bit of a hiatus.
Yeah. Is there anything coming out of the hiatus?
We don't know. The idea is to kind of just basically put Timus on a shelf for a little bit and come back to it a little bit later when we've got fresher heads, because we're both like, both of us at the moment are like sort of like going, like working on other mad stuff, like and there's other things we're putting our energy into, and we're bored of playing the same songs. We're going to shelve it for a bit.
Well, thank you very much for being here today.
That's okay.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Sorry to be so short again.
That's all right.
This is the new track of the week. Go on, Tom.
Quick happy birthday to my girlfriend Hannah.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Happy birthday, Hannah.
Happy birthday to
you. We're not doing this, Tim. This is Local Boys Gunk.
We love Gunk.
We actually love Gunk. They played a cracking show with Gold Blue last week.
Yes.
And they released this on Friday.
I want to hug them.
Yes. This song's called Personal Tragedy. It's been great having everyone listening today.
We've had fun.
Stay tuned for the Outmission show.
Well, we are the Outmission show. Stay tuned for the Outmission show.
You're with me. That's a different show. 4 hours.
Fun. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your day. This is Gunk with Personal Tragedy.
We love Gunk.
FM 107.5.